Blog Talk Radio.
Reveals secret Iranian tests and hierarchies of power
dedicated to successfully develop of nuclear bombs and predict that Israel will have a primitive nuclear bomb by the end of the year. According to the classified documents featured in an expose by German's Der Spiegel magazine, Iran is well on its way towards obtaining its first nuclear bomb. The country's nuclear research program, it turns out, has a military wing answering to the defense ministry, which the West was not aware of until now. Der Spiegel explained the structure of Iran's nuclear establishment as lengthy. Iran's new Minister of Science, Research and Technology, Karam Bourjai, I know I butchered that, 52, is in charge of the country's nuclear energy agency, a close ally of the President Ahmadinejad, I butchered that one too. Dinenjo was educated in Manchester, England. I ain't going to finish reading that. That thing is going. I just looked at it, actually, and I wanted to try to read it, but it's going off the deep end. It says, another news story from the news, yahoo.com. Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, ramped up the pressures on Iran Tuesday over its disputed nuclear program, saying next month would be a critical time for the world community to decide on sanctions. Now, there is talk that Israel is ready for war around the end of March. We'll have to wait and see for that. To continue on this article, speaking after talks with Israel's Prime Minister Sharon Peres, Merkel said that the theme of sanctions would be tackled in February when France holds the rotating chair of the United Nations Security Council. I think February will be a crucial month, Merkel said. So Merkel's putting the heat on Iran, and like most of the body. Sounds like Iraq to me. Remember, just before the war, about a year before the war, there was a lot of skedaddle going on about what Iraq had to do to, you know, you better give up your weapons, or you better stop this, or you better stop that. And it's kind of like having, you know, a poor person give away all the gold. You better give away the gold in the backyard, or else we're going to come rob you. You know, they don't have any money, so we keep trying to tell you we don't have any money. But Iran, on the other hand, they are trying to bring back the Mahdi. The Ahmadinejad is trying to bring back the Mahdi, and he says his mission is to bring back the Mahdi. And if he dies doing it, even one of their prime ministers said that too. If they die bringing back the Mahdi, so let it be. So Iran is much in the news, and we're going to keep our eyes on Iran. And next, actually tomorrow, we're going to have, actually what today is, Tuesday, Thursday, we're going to have a guest from the Watchmen Chronicles on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to have Phoenix on here. He's very knowledgeable in what's going on, so we're going to have a guest, and hopefully on Sunday we're going to have another guest, surprise guest. We're going to be talking about the Mark of the Beast, the 666, the computer system that the Bible says that no one will buy or sell unless he had a mark on his right hand or forehead. And the Bible talks about a one-world government that will arise in the latter times. And we're gonna go ahead and go to Revelation chapter 13, and we're going to read that in its entirety right quick. And we're going to kind of set the tone. But tomorrow, but on Thursday, we're going to be talking about various issues from the New World Order to Hades to Hearts and that is technology that the government has secretly, supposedly secretly. Of course, the people in the know have brought it out into the open. The HARPS is mostly came up to the forefront from Alaska in that general area. But anyway, HARPS is so somewhat rumored to be able to control weather patterns and to do strange things like bring jet airplanes out of the sky by shooting lasers. So we're going to get into stuff like that. But anyway, let's go ahead and read some of Revelations 13. It says, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up. Saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horn 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth was the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power and his seat and great authority." And right here, if you notice, the difference between Daniel and the beast in Daniel, chapter 7, and the beast in Revelation, of course I'm saying the four beasts in Revelations, is if you look at it, the beast in Revelations order is going from front to back. What I mean by that is it's looking back in time. So the lion is last, then the bear, then the leopard, okay? And the book of Daniel is looking forward in the opposite direction. And it's great how through time, John was seeing through a porthole through time. Still, they both were seeing through time, but John was brought up until the time, while Daniel saw visions and saw dreams. So it was as if John was brought into time. So he's looking forward plus back, and Daniel's looking forward. I mean, I hope I didn't mix up anybody, but so God is amazing how he brings his prophets to be able to see things that have not been proclaimed yet. And that's the awesomeness of the Bible versus 2012. And a lot of people looking at 2012 as a number at the end of the world. And then I have some people on YouTube to get offended because I said 2012 was a bunch of crap. And I guarantee I have some preachers getting offended too. But if you read your word of God, read the word of God, you're going to see that Daniel chapter 9 talks about the 70th week of Daniel that has not been. 69 weeks have already been. There's one more week, which is a week of 7, which is 7 years. So the Bible has defined that Antichrist will have power over the saints. And it says in verse 5 of Revelation 13, "And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And then if you go to chapter 2 witnesses and the two witnesses and the 144,000 Jews will prophesy for 42 months. Now, where is the 42 months at in God's word? So we have to look at that, and we have to acknowledge the fact that the tribulation period lasts for 7 years. And with that being said, I'm kind of swaying off the point, but with that being said, 2012 has to be passed, because either you believe the Bible or you believe 2012. Either you believe the Bible or you believe 2012. Because 2012 is just 2 years away, while the tribulation period is 7 years. So if the tribulation period started in 2013, you're beyond 2012, because it's a seven-year period. So I hope I didn't lose anybody out there. But we have to take that into consideration. And if we don't take that into consideration, we're going to be falling into the trap of the 2012. There's no way in the God's green earth that 2012 can be a hit. It's going to already be a miss. You say, well, how do you know that? Either the rapture is going to happen on that time period and the tribulation period starts, or it's a complete miss. Because a lot of people think, I've heard, since I've been studying Bible prophecy just recently, I've heard so many ideas on Bible prophecy. And nobody has the ideal patent on Bible prophecy. So I'm not saying I have the patent on Bible prophecy, but what I'm saying, though, is that the Great Tribulation period is the time period that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24 that will match this 42 months that was spoken of in Revelation chapter 13, verse 5. See, Jesus said in Matthew 24, he said, let me go to that. And you know what I need is, I need some bookmarkers, because I need some bookmarkers. But anyway, Matthew 24, I'm going to go ahead and read it. And I'm going to go back, and we're going to just kind of quickly discuss this, because already this time is flying. Excuse me. So Matthew 24, and it says in verse 15, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which is in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down, of course, to get his stuff. Okay. So it says, so when you look at this, Jesus is saying that there's a turn of events at this point, and that's when the Antichrist goes into the temple of God, declaring himself to be God. Okay, so it says that he was given 42 months to rule and reign, which is enough time. Now, even if the Great Tribulation was just by itself and it was 3.5 years, it was still past 2012. It would be impossible for 2012 to be the end of the world. It would be completely impossible. And let me try to articulate this before the show goes off. What gets on my nerves is they don't want the Bible to be right. Okay, now stay with me here. The Bible gives you 7 years to repent. But 2012, the world blows up. So I think what's going on is society is shooting for the impossible, because they want to trick themselves and think this thing will never end. So they shoot for the stars. They shoot for the most incredible idea, which they know is not going to happen. And then they run with it. So the more sensationalists come and say 2012 is going to blow up the whole world in one day, or that whole year, 2012 is going to blow up, you know, the whole world is going to blow up at that time, instead of just saying, okay, the Bible's right, a seven-year period. There'll be a seven-year period where people will come to know Christ, come to know Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Of course, the Antichrist will frustrate the saints. But at least you're given a chance, because if the world ends in one swoop, who's going to be able to repent? The Bible says in the book of Revelations that he cannot count the number of people who come to Christ, John. He says, who are those? You know who they are. There are so many people who get saved, billions of people who get saved, and in the last days. So we have to understand that, because if we don't, we're going to miss the point. I'm going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Join me, Phil Armstrong, in the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday and Saturday at 7 o'clock as we talk about end-time prophecy in line with the second coming of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'm back. I couldn't afford to take another commercial because I only got 8 minutes. That time went quick. I think I'm going to keep this format. No chat room. We're going to keep it to 8 minutes. And I'm also looking for some people to host my show because I wanted to come on more days. So if you're out there, and you got to believe, and you probably get mad at me when I say this, but you got to believe that there's a rapture. So, because I'm not going to have you on my show and you don't believe the same thing I believe, at least 80% of the stuff I believe. So I'm looking for some hosts, and I'm even looking for some hosts that can host on Friday that can come in and just discuss, you know, social issues. Well, I don't hate to use the word social, but things like Haiti, you know, things like prayer and fasting and things like that that can help people. So the Prophecy Zone is going to be more on Fridays that people can come and just hear the Word of God. So I'm looking for somebody out there who can possibly host the show. And then I'm even looking for somebody that can host the show that can articulate the New World Order. And then I'm looking for somebody to go host a show that can articulate the Word of God. So if you're out there and you want to, just email me if you get this. And you got to be a Christian. You say, you got to be a Christian to do that. Now, to be a guest on my show, you can be an atheist. You can be, but I'm not going to sit up here and argue. I had a show last night where I argued with the guy, and I apologize for you if you're out there. He knows who he is. He's on Blog Talk Radio too. I apologize to him, but I stand by my what I was saying, and I'm not going to have anybody on my show that tries to question me. You're on my show, and when you're asking me what is that scripture saying to you, and I try to tell you what it's saying, and you're not listening, you're not going to mold me into what you want me to say the scripture says. I'm going to say what I believe the scripture says. You ask me why you're saying I, the word I, and I hate using the word I, me, I. But that's what I read. That's exactly what I read. You know, and then I would say something like, sometimes you paraphrase the scriptures once in a while, and I was trying to be funny when I said that there should be scoffers. That's talking about in the last days, you know, saying that there would not be a rapture. And he's saying, oh, you paraphrasing it. You're taking it out of context. No, I'm just paraphrasing it. I'm just saying, I'm just being funny. It's just like when you're talking about the tribes back in the day, you know, the Hezekiah bites, mosquito bites, and you know, all the bites back there in the Bible, you're just trying to be funny. And if you're always taking everything seriously, I know we should take the Bible serious, but I was trying to be funny. And these are the last days. I don't know if we can afford to be funny these days, but hey, God has a sense of humor. We've got to laugh at something around here. Well, and the bad thing is, one more thing is, I really am my heart goes out to people in Haiti, but I also, my heart goes out to people in the United States. And then you probably ask why. Because the higher you up in a building and you jump out, the harder it's going to fall when you hit the ground. Let me say that again. The higher you are up in a building, if you jump out of a burning building, the higher you up when you hit the ground, it's going to hurt more. Ephraim said, what are you talking about? Well, Haiti's was on the 40th floor, and the United States is on the 1,000th floor. Because we are so, our way of life is so high up there that if this country collapses and falls, it's going to hurt us more because we're so used to having what we want. And the people in Louisiana, even though it's poor communities, the poorest person in the United States is richer than the richest people in Haiti. Go figure. So we have to keep that in mind that Haiti's, the Bible says there should be earthquakes in diverse places. That's just the start, people. Matthew 24. The word of God is telling us, is warning us. God is getting his prophets ready for the end times. We'll be back.
Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You're listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
Join me, Phil Armstrong, on Blog Talk Radio as we discuss end-time events, the mind of Jesus Christ's second coming, earthquakes, pestilence, the mark of the beast technology, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the dividing of Jerusalem, and much more. Join us for our action-packed information that will keep you informed so you can be ready for the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Once again, join us on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back. For now on, we're going to be having the show on 30 minutes a day at 7 o'clock East Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I know that's kind of late, but also we're going to be doing a Thursday show and a Sunday show at 7 o'clock. So if we don't get the numbers, we're probably going to push it back. But hopefully, as the boss, we will get those numbers up. As far as me, and I live in Spokane, Washington, in the Spokane area, so I'm gonna be getting a radio program up here. But I don't think my skills are sharpened yet. I have the gift of gab, but I hold a lot of things back, so I say a lot of ums and uhs, and then I'm using like. The brother said yesterday, he said, you use a lot of I's and me's, and I hate that. And I hate that word. I hate using the word I and me, but I was trying to let him know that this is what I see in life reading. So I have to, my sister told me I had too many ums, so I'm trying to home in on those and try to be better, a better host, so I can have, but my probably my best thing will be interviewing because I love to interview, you know. But I'm going to start you. And the thing is, I kind of block my Bible knowledge. I kind of block a lot of that, but I'm going to kind of let that go too. Especially after last night. I can probably have you quiet really quick if I just use the Bible, you know. And that's what I'm going to do in this ministry. We're going to use whoever hosts the show is going to use the Bible. But God bless everybody out there, and I'll see y'all tomorrow at 7 o'clock in Pacific time and 10 o'clock Eastern time. God bless. We'll be right back. God bless.